As we continue our journey through the Bible, we come today to Judges 21:25. It is a short but powerful verse. Listen to what it says. In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit. You have to admit, the book of Judges is a tough read. Don't get me wrong. It's the inerrant word of God, and it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. But I got to tell you, those years of Israel's history reported in this book can best be described in two words: train wreck. Judges describes a generation who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Now, sure, there are a few highlights like Deborah, but even the well-known characters are greatly flawed. Gideon was not only famous for his fleece, but also for the idol he made in the end of his life that became a snare to him and his whole family. Samson lived a reckless life, ending in one last demonstration of strength that killed 3,000 Philistines and himself. And the story of the Levite and his concubine, well, that just makes your stomach sick. But that's just the point of the book, isn't it? There was a time in Israel's history when the people did not know God. There was no godly leader to give them guidance. Everyone did as he saw fit. And the same thing happens today. When we do what is right in our own eyes, our lives will always be described in two words: train wreck. Father, please let this book be a warning to us. Keep us from self-counsel and rationalization. Keep us from doing the things that seem right in our own eyes. Keep us in your word, following your instructions. Keep us on the road that leads to blessing and leads to life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.